This question was asked by a brother in the church named Danny, who has been delivered from a lot of addiction in his life and had an acquaintance, a longtime friend, that would come around often and bring with him in his visits drugs and alcohol and a lot of temptation to Danny. And the question was, is it okay for me to tell him he can't visit me anymore when he's engaging in these activities? And so this is the answer that we gave him.
And this might not be exactly in context. I can go through the New Testament. I can show you place after place after place where it talks about fleeing sin and fleeing temptation. But as far as an exhortation goes, I think that this is a good place. It says, so flee youthful passions. Therefore, pursue righteousness, pursue faith, pursue love, pursue peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. And then it talks about having nothing to do with foolish, ignorant controversies, because they breed quarrels. And it says that the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome. So get that picture in mind for just a minute, just from a point of exhortation, rather than don't do this, don't do that, don't do that, don't. We know we ought not to be drunk. We know we ought not to take illegal narcotics. We know. So we flee those things, and we flee the temptation of those. Jesus tells us to even pray, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And so we pray that the Lord would not deliver us, would lead us not into temptation. We know that He's not, but we pray that He wouldn't, that He would help guide us and steer us out of it. Part of that is the discernment, the discriminating spirit you had of like, I don't really want this guy in my house. But at the same time, there's a worldview that most people have who are nice and benevolent to think, well, that's really rude. And so here's what to answer your question. His question was, there's a gentleman that likes to come stay with him and visit who's still into things like drinking and drugs and things that Danny has been freed from but is still tempted by. And is it wrong that he told him he couldn't come? And no, it's not, because it is part of pursuing that which is holy and righteous. But I would go a step further, not just to say no, but to say no because I am a child of God, and the life that you currently live is not good for me. And I don't want to bring your lifestyle back to my doorstep. I love you. I pray you would be delivered, and then share the gospel with him. And even to the point, I know it's awkward and you've been trying to skirt the issue, but I would just go straight to the point and say, I love you, I pray for you, but your soul, your life, your eternal salvation is what I care most about. And we're not perfect, none of us, and you won't understand this, but until you turn away from these things, we cannot be together as friends. The same thing would be as if we had brothers in the church that wouldn't give these things up. We cannot associate together if we're continuing in sin. So certainly if it's true like that for us who claim the name of Christ, it's also true for those who are our friends outside of Christ and our acquaintances. You know, and I look back at my life, and I was never involved in drugs and alcohol and all that stuff, ever. But I have other temptations. I mean, when I hear a pool table rack up, man, I get scratchy. I mean, you know, I'm like, it's time to cash in on this thing. And I just don't, and I've had people, hey, come down here and join this tournament. I mean, I'd probably do okay for the first few days or first few times. But the minute somebody, if I'm on a good game and somebody says, hey, you want to make $5,000? I'm going to be like, I mean, it's going to be a temptation. Man, I sure could use that, put some floor in. I could serve the Lord with that, you know? And no, so I'm not even going to go there. You see what I mean? There's a Bible study at a pool hall, I'm not in it. I'm just not going. So that, and I'm not apologetic about it. No, I'm not. I have a guy all the time, the guy that he works here in town. And he found out I was a shooter, and I played on the semi-pro circuit years and years and years ago. And he said, dude, you want to come down here? And we can, you, man, the Calcutta alone, you can make $6,000 in a weekend. I'm like, no, don't. And I said, don't ask me to go again, or you and I aren't going to talk. Because I don't. So I think it's not, we don't have to be ugly, and of course not self-righteous, but those things, and some of us have temptations all over the place. So we don't want those people coming in that we know are going to tempt us for that stuff. You know, and even if later, let's just say the brother was saved and he got clean and years went by and y'all had a good relationship. He comes over one day and pops a beer. I'd send him packing very politely. Brother, you're not going to have that in my house. I appreciate it going out. Does that make sense? Feel justified in your spirit that that is a godly thing to do. Huh? Yeah. Yeah, he's not going to come around. And when he is healed, if God does save him, you're the first person you want to tell. You know, and most importantly, pray. Pray for wisdom and pray for the brother so that God would save him. Good question.
TheologyAnswers.com is a ministry of Grace Truth Church. You can find more about us on the web at gracetruth.org, a people for His glory by His grace.